A 24-year-old Marshall man has been charged with felonies for allegedly breaking into a residence and assaulting a woman on January 5th. He is due in court today. Eric Ivan Aguirre was arrested after officers with the Marshall Police Department responded to a call from a juvenile who stated a man was entering a home where he had been banned and was assaulting the juvenile's mother. Aguirre is charged with a Class B felony for burglary in the first degree and a Class E felony for domestic assault in the third degree. Aguirre was arraigned on January 26th and pleaded not guilty to all charges. No changes were made to Aguirre's bond during a bond reduction review on February 24th. His bond remains at $50,000 cash only. A preliminary hearing is set for 1:30 this afternoon at Saline County Circuit Court. Saline County Treasurer Jared Brewer delivered the sales tax report for March during the most recent meeting of the County Commission. First, Brewer talked about sales tax revenue.
We received $113,283.84, which is up from last month, $2,873.21, and it's up $31,789.59 over last year. Law enforcement tax, we received $84,962.80, which is up from last month, $2,155.02, and up $23,842.13 over last year.
Brewer added the numbers on three other taxes received.
The use tax, we received $63,672.91, which is up $10,148.22 over last month and up $33,369.69 over last year. Law enforcement tax, which has a sunset of September 24, is up $730.78 over last month and $7,916.90 over last year. And economic development sales tax, we received $113,152.58, which is up $2,883.10 over last month and $31,577.64 over last year.
Brewer says the report can be accessed via the web at salinecountymo.org. If you're planning a special get-together on today, St. Patrick's Day, an area law enforcement agency is urging you to be responsible and not make bad decisions. According to the Marshall Police Department, impaired driving affects lives. If you're planning a special celebration, authorities urge you to think first about a safe and sober ride home. It doesn't matter who you are, the conscious choice of driving impaired can change everything in an instant, and the consequences are real. Law enforcement will be out in full force through Saturday, cracking down on impaired drivers. Authorities say 185 people were killed and 588 people were seriously injured in 2019 traffic crashes that involved at least one substance-impaired driver. The amount of time you can spend in jail on your first conviction is 6 months, according to authorities. They also say you could be fined $1,000 on your second conviction. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.